USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Afghanistan, it's already September 11th, and there's been a bombing near the U.S. Embassy in Kabul. This comes just after the U.S. announced that it's broken off talks with the Taliban. Apparently, National Security Advisor John Bolton opposed the talks, and that's why the president fired him. John Bolton was ousted after clashing with the president and the Secretary of State on numerous policy issues. In his 17 months, Bolton never worked well with the national security team and had become increasingly isolated, even skipping meetings sometimes. He and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo were head-to-head in a public feud.
I know everyone's talked about this for an awfully long time. There were definitely places that Ambassador and I, Bolton and I, had different views about how we should proceed.
The president had also expressed concerns about Bolton before he was let go. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and there's more than 400,000 people now know when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The New York Times, CNN, and many others have reported that a former top Russian official head spy was spirited to the United States amid concerns he might be exposed because of media coverage of the Russia interference in the 2016 election. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo telling reporters,
suffice to say that the reporting there is factually wrong.
The Times reported that the man rose through the ranks of the Russian government and revealed that President Vladimir Putin personally ordered the effort to influence the campaign. The CIA says the informant was removed because of the administration's alleged mishandling of classified information. The man convicted of crashing his car into a crowd that was protesting a white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in 2017 has been ordered to pay more than $75,000 to some of the wounded. A federal court released the restitution agreement for James Fields on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A small conservative cable news outlet is suing an MSNBC host. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
One America News filing the $10 million lawsuit against Rachel Maddow on Monday in San Diego. It accuses Maddow of defaming OAN by saying it, quote, really, literally is paid Russian propaganda. She made that comment during a July broadcast based on an article in the Daily Beast, which reported that one of OAN's on-air correspondents is also paid to write for Kremlin-owned Sputnik. OAN does strongly support President Trump and its coverage. An OAN lawyer said the channel is owned, operated, and financed by the Herring family of San Diego. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Techies are buzzing over the latest product by Apple. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has details.
Apple is unveiling a new slew of tech toys at its fall event in Cupertino, including new cell phones, the iPhone 11, 11 Pro, and 11 Pro Max, the latter two boasting three cameras on the back. CEO Tim Cook also unveils other products in the Apple family.
The new iPad, bringing a 10.2-inch Retina display, support for Apple Pencil and Smart Keyboard, and the power of iPad OS to more people than ever before. The new Apple Watch Series 5, with its always-on Retina display, compass, new finishes, and the amazing new features of WatchOS 6.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.